Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Before playwright Tracy Letts won the Pulitzer for August, Osage County in 2008, he'd already written three plays and was an accomplished stage and screen actor. And it was his acting work that fed his writing and made his dialogue so enjoyable for the other actors who deliver it.
Bug was his second play, published in the mid-90s, and it opens the third season of the St. Francis-based Splinter Group Theater Company. Co-founder and artistic director Jim Farrell and actress Niffer Clark are with us in the studio. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you so much.
Jim, tell us about Splinter Group. Let's start with the company itself. It's relatively new in the area.
Yeah, we've been around. We've done two full seasons now. We're just going into our third season. So very new. We're still, you know, kind of figuring it out, just getting our footing underneath us, building an audience and starting to gain a bit of a loyal following.
What was it that you wanted to do that you didn't see other companies in the area doing?
Well, let me say, first of all, there's a lot of really good theater in Milwaukee. So I don't think we set out to reinvent the wheel. I think we started the way a lot of companies start. We were looking to do things that really interested us. And that's kind of the way Splinter Group has evolved. We really look to do projects that the artists involved are very passionate about. And because we're not 501c3, you know, we're certainly nobody's making money, you know. So
are you technically a for-profit theater?
Technically.
By definition, right.
So it's been really interesting to be able to be light on our feet, right? So we don't run titles through a marketing department or a boardroom. So we can really just look at plays that
artists bring to us or directors bring to us, or right, that things that have interested us and caught our eye through the year that just grab you somehow.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, Bug, the play that we're going to be talking about in a minute, is it's a pretty gritty piece, mm-hmm, you know. So I could see how, you know, I could see how some places might not want to do a piece like this, you know, just because it's a little edgy. It deals with people who are really kind of down and out. There's some drug use in it and things
right,
like that.
Some difficult situations.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can make you uncomfortable sometimes.
Well, what I find fascinating is, like you say, there's a lot of great theater, and there seems to be audiences for all this different kind of stuff. It's like a mm-hmm lot of people are doing really good work, and it's all very different.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that makes you different is that you're not in Milwaukee.
Right, yeah, right.
You're not too far, but you're not right in town.
Yeah, I mean, we're in St. Francis. We're at the Marion Center for Nonprofits. And just to underscore your point, it's a big building that we're in with like three small towers, if you want to call them that. The first two are in Milwaukee, and ours is in St. Francis.
Oh, the line goes
The line goes through the building. That's how close we are. But there's good theater in St. Francis, Solstice Theaters in St. Francis, mm-hmm, and they've been there for a while. So it's not as far as people think. I think sometimes people think, oh, St. Francis, do I want to go that far? And you can have dinner in Bayview
and be at our theater
in 5 minutes, you know?
Right, because you're
right off Oklahoma.
Yeah. I was going to say, and mm-hmm, you're right on the lake, or practically on
right,
the lake.
It's right on the lake, yeah.
Yeah. Niffer, how did you get involved? Were you in the beginning? Are you part of the core group?
Splinter Group? Yes, I am.
Full disclosure?
Full disclosure, I'm married to Jim Farrell.
So you're kind of part of it whether you wanted to be or not.
Exactly. And part of how Splinter Group came about was Jim was involved more recently in the administrative side of theater. And as talented as he is at that and gifted as he is as a fundraiser and development person, there was also some frustration because he wasn't getting the artistic side fulfilled. And so timing-wise, situation-wise, we were talking about it and just said, it seems like this would be a great time to let's explore doing mm-hmm doing that ourselves, you know, and getting back into the artistic side for you of mm-hmm directing or producing, that kind of thing, and eventually acting. And for me, that was natural because I mostly have been doing musical theater around Milwaukee, and I really am obviously wanting to expand and do a lot more straight theater and have that opportunity. So for me, it was an opportunity, hopefully, to do that as well, but then also find out about producing and being kind of the company manager and doing that end of things as well.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting when you start a company what you find out, the many hats that you have to put on.
Yeah.
Oh my
goodness. Yeah. I was aware of all the hats. I've just never worn them all at the same time like I do now.
Exactly. I think that's it. It's like, oh, I know they all exist, but right. I have to know how to balance them all in my head.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, at this point, I'll go from building the set into an audition where we're casting a show into changing into a suit because I'm meeting with a potential donor. All in the same hour, practically.
Yeah.
And I have to say, along with wearing many hats ourselves, and especially Jim wearing all these many hats, we've been really fortunate to have to attract wonderful people in the theater community that have been so willing
it's
to
so
just
true.
Come in and volunteer their time. And it's fulfilled for them an artistic outlet that maybe their present job wasn't fulfilling. And it's that has been incredible, is the amount of support that we've gotten from the artistic community in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. That's been amazing.
Yeah, we all pretty much have day jobs, and a lot of the actors in town have day jobs. So I think one of the things that's really appealing about us as a place to work is that you don't have to quit your day job or take time off from your day job to do a show with us because we rehearse in the evening and on weekends. Last season, we were using professional actors. We produce often on actors' equity contracts. But I think that the equity actors, professional and amateur actors alike, they like the fact that their days are still open. And so it feels sort of like a part-time thing for them, but it's a really full-time thing.
Right. It's like a community theater, but...
Right. It's a hybrid, you know.
Yeah.
It's a kind of a hybrid of things. So even though we're producing on equity contracts, not all of our shows, but many of them, we're rehearsing on, I actually call it the community theater schedule. Now, the length of our rehearsals, you know, from the time we start rehearsal till the time we open is longish, you know, just to compensate for that. So we're not, you know, we're rehearsing 3.5 hours or 4 hours a day instead of 8 hours a day.
Well, let's talk about Bug, because this is opening your third season.
Right.
And as we said before, it's a little, you know, the characters are probably not lovable, let's say.
They are.
But they are.
Yeah, the characters are very lovable. It's, you know, our aesthetic is sort of skewed towards working class people trying to overcome odds. That's a sweet spot for us as a company. We like to take a look at families and just regular blue-collar working-class folk who are trying to make a positive change in their lives. And to me, Bug is a love story. There's extreme behavior in it, but at its core, it's about people who love each other. And I think that's what makes it so heartbreaking and beautiful. You know, it's an absolutely beautiful script about people who are down and out, who are trying to find themselves, and they have this last shot at love and they go for it, and the consequences of their love are very dramatic, like Romeo and Juliet, you know. But I think that's what makes it such a beautiful play, and what makes it a play that speaks to us as a company is that, yeah, that although the folks in it have extreme behavior, and you could see how people would think, ooh, you know, those maybe aren't nice people. Inside, deep inside, they're actually really tender people.
And they're hurt. All these characters, too, I mean, have gone through things that are just so traumatic, and who knows what all those things are. The love story, it's how we find to connect to each other, because it's all about connecting, and those things that we see in the other person that other people might think are crazy, but it's how we connect and what our salvation is in trying to find that love, you know, and how skewed that can be sometimes. But I think we all can be that way. You know, we see things, you know, that we want to see.
This has to be different for you because you're playing Agnes.
Yes.
Yeah. This has to be different from a more standard musical theater type part.
Yeah, very much so.
Is it fun to sink into it?
Oh, very much. Yeah. At first, I was terrified. I mean, there's still times I'm very terrified about it, but she's an amazing character. Just what she has gone through in her life and the losses that she's suffered and the guilt from that and the abuse and all sorts of things and where she finds herself and what she does to protect herself and to shut herself off from trying to be hurt again, that it requires you to really just think about that and go there and allow yourself to be very vulnerable and to see in somebody is so in this character of Peter that he's so different than this person, than any other person that she's ever known. So there's a reason why she's drawn into him and believes him and goes along with what his what his beliefs are. And like I said before, it's kind of like a salvation for her.
Right.
Very much.
I mean, we all, when we fall in love, I mean, I think we all build totem poles, right? You know, I like coffee ice cream. Oh, I love coffee ice cream. Bam, on the totem pole, you know. I like to watch tennis on TV. I always really liked, you know, Andre Agassi. Oh, me too. Bam, onto the totem pole. Some people's totem pole doesn't look like that, right? Some people's totem pole looks like something way more extreme.
Yeah.
You know, those things that, create that mutual understanding of what our relationship is about, you know. And Bug really explores that in a very entertaining, very dramatic way. I describe the play as Breaking Bad meets Sid and Nancy. Right, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's an interesting comparison.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Well, and this is an author who went on to, or a playwright rather, who went on to do wonderful things with August Osage County and won all kinds. He won the Pulitzer, didn't he?
Yes.
He did.
Yeah, I thought so. But this is earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This one, I think it may be as early as
The London production, when it premiered, was like 96, I think.
Wow.
And then it was off Broadway in early 2000. And there was a movie made also.
Well, I think it's going to be fantastic. Really looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We're super happy with the way it's coming along.
And it's just brilliant writing. I mean, it's so much fun to get to say these words, I mean, in all their emotions. It's just so fascinating to dig into this mind and his writing. His words are just incredible.
Yeah, he won the Pulitzer for a reason.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. So beyond Bug, what else is coming up for the season this year?
Well, following Bug, we have I'm also a playwright. And following Bug, we're doing one of my shows called A Kiss for the Prize Tomato, which has gotten a lot of stage readings throughout the country but has never received a full production. And, you know, frankly, one of our things that we're trying to do is we're doing at least one world premiere a year. This one happens to be mine, but we save money on royalties that way. Right?
Exactly. I was going to say, if you can't put your own play on in your own company,
see,
you know,
right.
There you go.
If not now, when?
When, right. Exactly.
And our third show is called Shipwrecked, which is an incredible play by Donald Margulies, who's also a Pulitzer Prize winning playwright.
Yep.
We got a great cast lined up for that. And that's just a fascinating story about what it means to define yourself in the world. And then the fourth show is a terrific play by Annie Baker, who also just won the Pulitzer Prize.
That's right.
Play called The Flick. Mm-hmm. But we're doing an earlier play of hers called The Aliens, which is just such a tender play about three young men trying to find themselves out west. Right.
So it's that
they're
trying to find
they're behind a coffee shop up in Vermont, actually.
Okay, yes. They're in
out
Vermont.
East.
That's
out
right.
East.
Yeah.
Out
it was
east.
One of those directions.
Somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere
right
behind
a
coffee shop.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a terrific season, and I want to thank both of you for coming in and break a leg.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Jim Farrell is co-founder and artistic director of Splinter Group. Niffer Clark plays the role of Agnes in the company's production of Bug, which opens Thursday at the group's space in the Marion Center for Nonprofits in St. Francis. You'll find a link to more from WUWM.com.